This is a Vuma 103 podcast. How does she do it?
Ngibingelele kubalaleli beVuma FM. So the question is, who is Umathabethe Ngongo? So Uthandi is a farm girl from Mweriva and now married to Menzisi Ngongo, so wase lusikisiki, and you are blessed with three beautiful kids. So I'm a girl who's striving excitement of growth and excellence. And even though I'm a chemical engineer by profession, but I always have passion to serve. I always find opportunities to serve in different spaces life put me in, be it at work, in the church, in the family, or in the community. That's how I express my joy of living through my business career, inspiring people and contributing meaningful work to different communities. What is a typical work day? My typical day routine running our business includes doing rounds at BP Moore Road service station to ensure that everything is okay. You see, we work directly with our customers. So when the customer enters our pick and pay shop in our Wild Bean Cafe, they must be interested to buy. So things must always be in order. I also walk around the forecourt, interact with staff and customers, filling up fuel. Our customers are our bread and butter. So I dedicate time to interact and build relationships. And our service station has loyal customers. We're like a family. Some we know by first name, so it's important to interact all the time. Then I go to the office. I catch up with the back office staff on current issues. I catch up on the site performance and leadership matters. I respond to emails and attend meetings. Some days I dedicate on visiting my creditors and debtors and other key stakeholders. They are also very important in this business here. The petroleum industry is very male dominated. Where did you get motivation to venture into it? My motivation stems from the fact that I grew up in the male dominated industry as an engineer and in the petroleum industry. And when I was in a senior management, I got exposed to the petroleum retail sector. Then I developed passion for it. I made it my focus area during my MBA, and since then I never looked back. You know, I worked hard and pressed on until I was able to penetrate. And as people, you know, as a person, I get moved by the injustices that South Africa still experience even after years of democracy, especially gender-based injustices. And this is what triggers my passion. As women, we are more capable than we think. We are made to, you know, we are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. For years, we were fed with the lie that there are industries where it's not possible for us to penetrate and lead. We must allow the process of unlearning these things that we were taught, which suggests that we as women are less of human and we are not enough. Let's quickly unlearn this and relearn that we are enough. We are capable of penetrating male-dominated industries. We are capable of leading key economic activities, and we can do it successfully. The process of unlearning and relearning is not easy, yes, but I know that we need to be intentional to go through this process every day. We need to develop and maintain confidence and positivity, and this will open our minds to the new world of possibilities. Would you choose to narrate your story to Becky Cele or Julius Malema? Whoa. Well, putting political affiliation aside, I guess it's Julius Malema, because I think we are in the same age group. So I would relate more. He would relate more to my love story and would have a better contribution to it. Yeah. Do you have a work and home persona? Yes, I do have a work and home persona, because it's important for me to differentiate when I'm at work and at home. At home, I'm a wife and a mother, and at work, I am a leader. I have to provide leadership and direction. Having said that, the traits of being a mother and a leader are sometimes common. So, for example, I nurture my kids at home, and I also nurture the business at work. So the process of nurturing may be different, but the end goal is the same. Which celebrity would people be surprised to see you follow on social media? I don't know, actually. I'm not big on celebrities. I'm boring like that. Have you ever quit a job without having another one? No, I've always worked in one petroleum company. The reason really was influenced by the culture of the company, you know, the culture of people development and exposure to different opportunities. I was one of the high performers, and therefore it was easy for me to get opportunities and grow within the industry. This also led me to decide to branch off and start my own business. You know, that is the only time I decided to quit, because it is it was the right time for me to quit and create legacy for my own family. Do you have a daily motto? Yes, I do. I'm a person who is driven by personal beliefs, you know, and one of them is to create a personal mantra that increases the amount of positivity and aura around myself, which helps me in getting through a day successfully. My personal motto is unstoppable force. And it is anchored from one of my favorite Bible verses, which is Jeremiah 29, verse 11. This keeps me going every day. You know, whenever I lose energy, I get reminded that I'm a force and God's purpose about me is to prosper me, and therefore nothing can stop me. So with this mantra, my power increases every day, and every person who comes into contact with me get influenced by the positive energy and aura that I have. Have you been fired in your life or had to fire someone? No, I'm a good girl. I don't get fired. I leave and change portfolios as and when I see fit and in line with my personal development goals. But yeah, I have fired people, unfortunately. And these are the hardest decisions that any person who has a responsibility of being in authority and in leadership need to take along the journey. These decisions are taken mostly in the interest of the business, but also in the interest of a person who is being fired, because you are releasing him or her from a particular environment where their culture clashes with that of a company. So much as it seemed harsh at the beginning, but I believe it pays off on both ends at the end of the day. As an entrepreneur, what have been your challenges? One of the biggest challenges in this kind of business is that it requires me to put lots of hours. And being a wife and a mother, it's not easy. But I'm blessed to have a very supportive husband, Umenzis, whom I'm running this business with. And it makes the load lighter. Also, I have a family around, you know, my mother and my sister, whose house is less than 3 kilometers from mine. So it's easy for the kids, and there's no void in between. How important is it to have a mentor? Very important. Having a mentor is critical in life. I've been intentional in having both formal and informal mentors in my journey of life, and it has assisted me a great deal, you know, in my personal development. You see, for any door to open, someone must believe in your capabilities and in your vision. So for me, a mentor assists in panel beating my thoughts, you know, and trigger some of my blind spots, so I can gain more confidence and believe in my capabilities, and to inspire me to unleash my full potential. Most embarrassing moment at work. When I was in KL for the first time, because of the time differences and a jet lag of being in a flight for more than 2 days, I woke up late and arrived at 10 a.m. in a leadership meeting that started at 8. Most embarrassing in my entire life. All I could have done is to notify the hotel to wake me up. I'm not a person who's driven by clothing. We as women have been defined by the way we look, how we dress, the hairstyles we choose for ourselves. So I believe that these things must stop. You know, we must just be. Having said that, because the nature of our business is that of customer interaction, so it is important to keep uniformity. Hence, all the staff use uniform because they represent the brand of the company. And also for safety reasons, because we work with hydrocarbons, which are highly flammable and slippery. In the workplace, how do you handle gossip? Well, sometimes people will want to talk either about themselves or about their experiences. And throughout that process, other people's name may be mentioned. But I do not bother much about other people's names. I always focus on the gist of a person's experience and try to advise accordingly and objectively. Have you ever cried at work? Not at work, but I've cried because of work. You see, in most of my life, I've worked under extreme pressure conditions. Some of these have led me to cry out for me to calm down, heal, and move on. So I believe expressing my feelings truthfully and authentically has worked for me and has made me a person who I am today. I'm now a tough cookie because of the experiences and the storms I've been in life. Have you ever lost out on a promotion you thought you would get? In fact, the last promotion I got before I left the employer in 2019, I had initially lost out. So and it didn't bother me because I knew it's not because of my shortcomings. It was because, how do I put it? It was a decision that was required by the business at the time. Few months down the line, I was called by the general manager to offer me the same position, and this affirmed my initial conviction. I laughed and accepted the position. Reality TV show is your guilty pleasure? I'm not big on TV. I'm boring like that. But I watch Umubango, and I still don't know his vendor still. I'm a lost case. Has there ever been a rumor about you that's untrue, and how did you handle it? In fact, the recent rumors about me that went viral because I bought EPP Mill Road was that I must be a daughter of a political person, you know, or I must be coming from a rich family. Well, I laugh it off. We cannot control how people choose to perceive us, but we can control. What we can control is our authenticity, you know, which is more important for internal contentment and ability to do more. How do you define success? Well, for me, it is a process of becoming, you know, knowing that what I do to me and others make us to be better version of ourselves. You know, I'm successful when I achieve those little daily goals that I set for myself. I'm successful when I see someone becoming a better person as a result of my influence, be it directly or indirectly. My advice to other women out there is that let's be fearless in pursuit of whatever sets our heart on fire. Go for it, girl. It is meant for you. You were meant for it. You are made to prosper. Let's be fearless. You know, have courage. Be unapologetic of being a full package, you know, and therefore you can do it. Where do we find you on social media? Facebook, I'm Thandi Princess Mathabete Ngongo. Instagram, Thandi Ngongo. Twitter, Thandi Thabete. And thank you so much to Vuma FM.
How does she do it? This is a Vuma 103 podcast.